This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. When my daughter Abrielle was 4, she came running down the hall screaming, "I don't want to die. I swallowed a stone." I immediately determined that nothing was obstructing her throat, but she was still in a panic. "It's okay, sweetheart. You're not going to die," I said. She thought I didn't understand, but I swallowed a stone. It was a blue one, she emphasized, as if I should realize this was a particularly deadly type of stone. Apparently, a babysitter, in order to discourage her from putting things in her mouth, told her she could die if she swallowed the wrong things, and to Abby, that included the polished stones I'd given her. I assured her she was in no danger, that the stone would come out in the morning when she went poo-poo. She ran to the toilet. "I want it out now!" She was pushing so hard it looked like a blood vessel would burst. She was frightened and desperate. Moments like this test and refine your values. Truth and reason weren't working, so I lied. "I know what to do," I said, and I ran to get a spoonful of maple syrup. "Here, swallow this syrup. It will melt the stone." "Will it be gone?" she asked. "Absolutely," I replied. She swallowed the syrup and announced triumphantly, "Daddy melted the stone. I'm not going to die." The emergency was over, but I hated lying to her. Though I worried that she would never trust me again, I had to tell her the truth a few weeks later. Funny, she trusts me even more. Truth is really important, but trust is the ultimate treasure. This is Michael Josephson, reminding you that character counts.